It's time now for the best of ourselves, and Marsha Hyatt's joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
Welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Good.
And want to talk about growing our capacity to be intentional.
Okay.
Growing our capacity. Like, it's like a brain workout, basically.
Yeah.
And so this came because I was listening to a friend talking about, she's just so excited because she's actually been growing and noticing herself doing things as she always imagined she could, but hadn't the confidence, whatever. She noticed it and she was relishing it, just being like stopping, paying attention, being very mindful in the moment, that experience. And that reminded me of the work of Rick Hansen, who wrote Hardwired for Happiness and Buddha Brain. He's a neuropsychologist. And he talks about, you know, that if you take the time to savor the positive, going against your natural proclivity to negativity, but take the time to savor the positive, you actually are rewiring your brain. So you're adding more sense of well-being, more sense of possibility, minute by minute. You don't fake it. It's like when something real happens, you stop and you savor it, or you remember it and savor it. And that's what my friend was doing. And she's telling me this story, and she's just so happy. And it was real change. And I thought, how inspiring that is. And it doesn't like just, it's not like a switch flipped. It was like a minute by minute deal. And then the other thing that happened this week, I was reading this research that's on the Harvard EDU site about meditation and about that they'd always known that people that meditate regularly have a different brain than people, different brain structure than people that don't meditate. But they'd never had the research to correlate those two directly. But now some associates from Harvard did this study where they had participants spend an average of 27 minutes per day practicing mindfulness exercises and for 8 weeks. And after 8 weeks, there was noticeable increase in the gray matter density in the part of the brain associated with self-awareness, compassion, and introspection. In 8 weeks, 27 minutes a day. And so this is so cool, because I don't know if you remember or heard about the amygdala, but that's the primitive part of our brain that's the reactive part that when you say the thing that you wish you could just take back, that's the amygdala speaking. It's very wired for stress and reactivity. The other thing, though, these participants, they noticed that the amygdala was also decreasing in density. So their capacity for self-awareness, compassion, introspection, 27 minutes a day, 8 weeks was up, and the reactivity brain was down.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Now, I had read another study a while back that even 12 minutes a day was producing, and they weren't doing MRIs like this study did, but they were doing behavioral, and they just 12 minutes a day was making a difference in sense of well-being, calm, less reactive behavior. So those two pieced together just get me psyched again that mindfulness practice, mindfulness, paying attention to what we pay attention to, remembering gratitude, remembering the positive experiences, that if we do that minute by minute, we can change the quality of our life. Mm-hmm. The way Rick Hansen talks about it in his book, Buddha Brain, we can nudge ourselves into a better direction every day. He has a TED Talk that I thought was kind of a nice summary of his work, Rick Hansen. And he ended the TED Talk talking about a couple of sayings that mean a lot to him. And he is, besides a neuropsychologist, he is also a meditation teacher. And he said there's a Tibetan saying, if you take care of the minutes, the years will take care of themselves. And then he ended the talk with this Buddhist saying, which he reflects on regularly, and I think I will too now. Do not think lightly of good, saying it will not come to me. Drop by drop is the water pot filled. Likewise, the wise one, gathering in little by little, fills oneself with good. So minute by minute, what are we focusing on? How do we build our capacity to notice the good and relish it?
Wonderful. Thanks, Martha.
Thanks, CJ.
All right.